Books and Arts.
Thomas Becket at the British Museum. Murder in the Cathedral. An infamous medieval assassination echoes down the centuries.
It could have been a scene from The Sopranos, only the irascible capo was King Henry II of England. The irksome upstart who had to be neutralised was Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury. "Will no one rid me of this troublesome priest?" Henry snapped in 1170, or words to that effect. His oblique command was to become a proverbial case of gangsterism dressed in plausible deniability. The shocking murder that resulted is at the heart of a new exhibition at the British Museum, its first to open since the pandemic struck last year. A replica altar occupies an otherwise empty space. Menacing music accompanies an audiovisual reenactment. Four knights who take up Henry's hint, or challenge, seem to cast long shadows on the walls. Monks chant dolefully in Latin. A bell tolls. And the blood of the king's erstwhile friend and Lord Chancellor splatters the wall like poppy petals. As the many eyewitness accounts attest, the reality was far ghastlier. Heavy medieval armour clanging against the cold flagstones of Canterbury Cathedral as the crowd shrank back. The shouts of a cornered man, a sword swipe that sliced off the top of Becket's head as if it were a boiled egg. Later, when the monks finally undressed the corpse, beneath his fine vestments he was found to have worn a hair shirt crawling with vermin. After spending 6 years in exile in France, Becket had returned to England, not just to speak truth to power and defend the church's privileges against the monarchy's encroachments, but to offer his life up to God.